welcome back. And today we're going to talk about the secret of the best things. And I've got a couple quotes, but let me jump right into this. Okay, I want to read out of 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel." And Elisha said unto him, "As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they went down to Bethel. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the story. So Elijah had told Elisha to remain behind as he was to be taken up. Elisha said, "No, I'm staying with you." Three times Elijah said this, and three times Elisha said, "I am staying with you." Finally, Elijah said, "What do you want?" And Elisha said, "I want a double portion of your spirit." Elijah said, "This is a tough saying, but if you see me when I depart, then you will get it." Elisha did see him in his departure. He went up in a whirlwind, a chariot of fire, and he did receive a double portion. If that story interests you, that's in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 3, all of chapter 2, all the way through chapter 13, and you'll see that Elisha did receive a double portion. What I wanted to pull out of that was this. Elijah tried to hinder Elisha from following him, and he couldn't shake Elisha. And not that he didn't want to be a blessing, but obviously he was led of the Lord to tell Elisha to remain behind. Well, I want to share a quote. F.W. Borum said, "The best things in life always have a resisting factor." Consider this. Do you want good health? Resist overeating. Resist laziness. Do you want financial security? Resist overspending. Resist the urge to buy name brand when generic will suffice. Resist the urge to forsake your budget. Oh, do you have a budget? Do you want a good reputation? Resist having a bad attitude when things aren't going your way. Resist the desire to be a recluse. Resist the desire to walk away when you could help. Resist the ease of calling in when you know you don't have to. Resist the desire to blow your own horn. Leave that in God's hands. Do you want to enjoy life with God while you journey this side of eternity? Resist trying to please everyone. Resist comparing yourself to others. Stop looking at people as your measuring stick and make them your ministry. Resist the pursuit of man's praise and seek to please the master. These are just some areas that need to be resisted, because the secret, the best things in life always have a resisting factor. And the secret of the best things, it's this, in most cases. Some people blame their life on their circumstances. They say, "If I only had this opportunity, or if I only knew this person, then I could enjoy life." Well, excuse me, friend. Jesus is available for all of us to know. And there is no greater person that you will ever know than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. All power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. If you're going to get to know anybody, you need to get to know Jesus. Opportunity. So two, opportunity often disguises itself in overalls and work boots. So once again, the people that blame their life on their circumstances, and they say, "If I only had this opportunity, or if I only knew this person, then I could enjoy life." You need to remove those excuses. It's not that God doesn't want you to have good things. Psalms 84 verse 11 says, or the last half of it says, "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." He just wants to know how bad you want it. The more you endure to obtain them, the more you will appreciate them. I used to take our teens to Northern Michigan for winter camp. There was a place we would go sledding called Carley's Hill. There were a couple of smaller hills around it, but Carley's was the big daddy of the hills. At nearly a quarter mile to the top, we would fly down that hill on inner tubes, cruising by everyone below, finally coasting to a stop. Now, there was no tow rope. There was no chairlift. You had to walk up that thing. Everyone that went down that hill, they would scream with excitement at the finish. Inevitably, at the bottom of the hill, I would hear some less energetic teen say, "That looks like a lot of fun." And I'd look at them straight in the eye with a little smile and say, "If you want to enjoy the ride, you have to make the climb." God bless you. Hope you have a great week.